Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's social experiences podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. All right, so before we get into the episode, I want to thank our sponsor, and today's sponsor is Peruvian Palette. And you might have seen this on Instagram. It's specifically on the YYC Sociables Instagram, where we're doing a giveaway for a charcuterie box. It looks amazing. Lots of people are super into it and really excited about it just because it looks so tasty. Like, look at the picture and you're going to want it too. Check out Peruvian Palette on Instagram. They're a new local business. They're trying really hard to get some exposure and they're doing that giveaway. And you want to enter and you want to try and win that charcuterie box. Okay, so now let's get into the episode. Things are shut down right now, so this episode is like every other episode where I just kind of ramble on about what things are kind of happening in a world of no events. The latest news this week is really interesting. We found out that drive-ins are not allowed anymore, which was kind of shocking because this whole pandemic for like the last year, I think drive-ins have always been around. Drive-in theater, movies, whatever, even like kind of live shows, because if you're in your car, then it's safe, right? Having them shut down all of a sudden, like even the drive-in places were caught off guard. Like, so I was reading an article, it was in the Calgary Herald and like a couple other places about how Grey Eagle Casino just got caught off guard and were shut down when they had like done a few shows on the weekend already illegally, like not knowing that drive-ins weren't allowed. And I was telling you that they have 16 shows lined up. That's what I was telling you last week about all the, this was the one thing going on that I was excited that you guys could actually attend. And then it turns out I was just telling you to go to something that was illegal. No one knew though. All those 16 shows are canceled. There are no drive-in movies or theater or anything anywhere until June 1st or whenever the restrictions are lifted, where it's, you know, it could be extended. No one really knows what's going to happen. I know Canyon Meadows got caught as well because they had a bunch of theater shows that they were lined up to do. I think they had 3 sold out shows and they had to phone all of those people and refund all of those tickets. And obviously dozens of people are out of work from both Grey Eagle and Canyon Meadows. And maybe there's other drive-in places as well. That was surprising. That is some crazy news that drive-ins are not allowed. I wonder if there was like some cases from drive-ins or what happened, where this announcement fit in. Like, people, like Candy Meadows was like, when were they going to tell us? Like, how were we supposed to know this? Like, there was no headlines. I don't think it was, you know, on the website or anything. So, wow, that was random and unexpected. So that is kind of sad news. If you were expecting to go to a drive-in, like, I kind of want to do that at some point. I guess I can go in June. The other news that I have, this is all sad news right at the beginning. Let's try to get, you know, the bad stuff out of the episode before I move into the good stuff. There's a lot of summer festivals that are being canceled right now. I think because we're on the cusp of summer, the organizers are just saying like, yeah, it's a no-go. Chasing Summer was canceled. The Spruce Meadows big event every year, that one was canceled. The Comic Expo was postponed. So they're still hoping to do that one. There's others too. I was trying to look and see what people were saying that they're going to do. A lot of presenters or festivals, I should say, are being pretty quiet though. Like if you look at their Instagram, they just haven't like posted in a long time. Their website just doesn't have an update. It says like most recent news and it was from like February. So I think a lot of people are in that wait and hold position, but they're running out of time fast. One of them that I looked up was Lilac Festival because I always look forward to that every year. That's really fun on 4th Street in Mission. And it's allegedly happening June 6th, but like I don't see how that could happen because even if the restrictions get eased around beginning of June, like there's no way they're going to have a crowd. I don't see how that could happen. So I suspect we'll hear an announcement that Lilac Festival is canceled fairly soon if it is not announced somewhere out there already. So yeah, that is sad news. No festivals on the horizon. Maybe Maybe in August, who knows, right? Oh, but allegedly the stampede is still on. Several people sent me this being like, oh look, stampede's still on. How are we still doing stampede? I'm surprised that it's a go, like with all those people, how can we have stampede? I'm like, okay, you guys, stampede told us from the beginning of the year that it's happening no matter what, but they're unsure on the format. So we always knew it was a go. So that's not new news. It's just a matter of like what this format is going to be. And my prediction, I think I said this several podcasts ago, is that it's going to be drive-through stuff, although drive-through is not allowed right now. I believe in July, they'll do drive-through things and virtual events, and that'll be it. Like, there's not going to be any tents. Like, no one, that was never even on the table, I don't think. There's not going to be an in-person rodeo. Like, I don't think that was ever on the table either. So, like, I don't know why it's in the news right now. Like, oh, Stampede is a go, because, like I said, they've had consistent messaging that Stampede has always been intended to happen this year, but they've just been really wishy-washy in terms of, like, what it's going to look like for Stampede. Like, it's just going to be food trucks or something, like drive-in food trucks or drive-in country music or something like that, right? That's what you can expect. I mean, it's something to look forward to. Hopefully, that's a go. I guess we'll find out. So we gotta get these case numbers down, guys. It's insane. I don't understand what's happening. Anyway, so that is the sad news. Let's try to make it more positive. So as far as I know, Cobb's Adventure Park is still doing their adults nights. I talked about that last week. So I did double check on their website because I was like, oh my gosh, was that canceled too? But those are still a go. The next one is in June. So it is kind of past that alleged date of when things are going to be lifted. So June 5th is when they're selling tickets for that. And they have their Wing Festival in July and Beer Festival in August. I say festival, but it's really just an event that involves wings and beer sampling. So yeah, those are still happening, but there's hardly anything else happening for tickets in the event world, because I think like no one's buying tickets in advance, because why would you buy a ticket, you know, if you're gonna get it refunded or whatever? You know, Eventbrite and ShowPass are totally dead right now. But I was double checking things that are on my calendar. There's a night market that's planned for May 29th. I'm not sure if that's still a go. Like, as far as I know, like markets are an exception, farmers market type activities, and so I guess the night market kind of falls into that. I don't know why that would be allowed, but drive-thrus we shut down, so I don't know. May 29th, there could be a night market, there could not be. Also, that Van Gogh event is June 3rd, and I checked their website, it says it's still a go as far as I know. The other thing I saw coming up, there's a Garden Harvest dinner May 29th, which is one of those hotel events where it includes your stay, wine, and a meal. It starts at $345 for that, so yeah, a little bit pricier because it's a whole package, but as far as I know, that one is still on. I feel like you have to check and double check all these events because you just don't know. It changes every day, you guys. Okay, in terms of just general news, I knew this last week and I forgot to tell you guys. So you know how much I love Noble Pie. Like, their pizzas are so good. They're famous around Calgary. They were in 88 Brewery serving their delicious pizzas. They shut down in, I want to say, January or something like that. Well, I mean, restaurants were shut down in there anyway, but they said they were moving to a new location and they didn't give us any information on where that was. And then they posted the other week that it's going to be somewhere on the Beltline, but they didn't say where, which is kind of like, I guess they're just leaving us hanging. I'm excited to know where it is. Like, hopefully it's somewhere on the 17th or like somewhere on the end of 17th that I am at, so it's like closer to me, because I love Noble Pie, it's so good. And also, hopefully I don't raise their prices a bunch, because that would suck. Because those pizzas were really good, but let's be honest, they were a little bit on the pricey end too. So, Noble Pie, if you're listening, please keep your pizza pie prices reasonable for us people who like to eat it a lot. Other random news that I came across. So, Petal Pub is out there saying they're starting up June 1st. So Petal Pub is optimistic, because I feel like Petal Pub would totally be shut down. I don't know. Just according to what else is shut down, I feel like they would not be allowed to operate. Although they are supposed to be like your own personal cohort. But I mean, you can fit 10 people on a bike, and I don't know many families of 10. But I do love the Pedal Pub, and I do hope that they can open as soon as possible because it's so fun. If you guys have never done the Pedal Pub, definitely do it. You drink, you kind of like end up power drinking because you are going from brewery to brewery, and also you're drinking while you're on the Pedal Pub. So you're just drinking constantly for like a 2-hour period. It's really fun. It's really good. And their hosts are really energetic, and they just like put effort into you having a good time. So it's really wonderful. So yeah, hopefully the Pedal Pub is back this summer and is legal. It was legal last summer, so hopefully we're good to go this summer. In terms of other random things, I feel like all my episodes are just disorganized randomness now. Let's talk about picnic places. So I did a couple posts on YYC Sociables this week about picnics, because that's something you can do legally. And finally, the weather's actually really nice. Like, it's amazing. I don't know how the weather turned around like this. Did you guys see the forecast for Monday? It's supposed to be 27. Like, how? Like, where did this come from? Like, we were just in the negatives. It was just snowing. Just like a week ago, I was debating if I was going to have to shovel my walk, and now it's going to be 27. So this is really blowing my mind. I don't even know how to comprehend this weather shock. But anyway, perfect time for picnic. So if you can find like a great spot with a great view, now is the time to do it. Go out, enjoy yourself, be out of your house and enjoy the weather. Yeah, I'm super pumped for this. I really want to do a picnic. And the kind of picnic I want to do is a luxury picnic, which I did not realize these existed before, but they're basically pre-set up beautiful picnics where they bring like the blanket, they bring the pillows, they do a little picnic table-y type setup, or like, I don't know what it is, like boxes or whatever it is that you can be eating off of, and they'll put all the decor, set the ambiance, maybe some lighting, maybe some games. So they do all of the extras, so you don't have to haul it in and you don't have to haul it out. You basically just come in, sit, enjoy. I think it's for like 2 hours or something, and then you leave and they do all the cleanups. It sounds amazing. I think it is a little bit pricier because obviously a lot of effort goes into a luxury picnic. I think I saw prices around, I don't know what it was, 150 to upwards to $300 or something if you're buying like some sort of crazy big fancy package or something. I did post 3 picnic companies or little mini event companies that are doing this right now. So if you check that post on the YYC Sociables Instagram, you can just tap to those places' Instagram and check them out individually. I don't know any of these individual companies like personally or anything. I don't know if one's better than another or a price better. So you check them out yourself and see if like one style matches your style, I guess, your luxury style. I think it'd be great for like a birthday. Actually, I think it'd just be great for anything. I just really want to do one. I think it sounds awesome. I just have to convince my boyfriend because I'm sure he's like, oh, a luxury picnic. That sounds like something I love to do. It's not a huge waste of money. Yeah, so it is a little bit girly. It is a little bit for the Instagram pictures, but also I think it would be fun and super cute. Okay, let's talk a little bit about me and what I got going on. So let's talk about the last week. I did a fun event on Wednesday. Well, it was an event at home in my house. It was a PR thing for Mott's Clamato, which was really cool because they sent me this whole massive box of Mott's Clamato mix, and they had like their pre-mixed drinks, and they had the garnishes for drinks. It had a glass in it. It was just like stacked. Like this box was like, this was a good PR box. So that was really awesome. And I attended their virtual event that was really cute. It had like a bartender who walked us through making a Caesar, and they had a singer who was supplying us with music to give a bit of ambiance. So that was really cool. I really enjoyed that virtual event. But the reason they were promoting is because Caesar Day is happening May 20th. I guess you guys all got to get a Caesar on May 20th, and Mott's was just prepping you for that. So go buy your Mott's right now, I guess. There, I did my PR for Mott's. I told you guys to all purchase some. What else did I do? Oh yeah, I got vaccinated. So that's kind of exciting. Like, it just got to my age group. So booked it, got in right away. I did the one at the TELUS Convention Center. It wasn't too long. Like, I was in and out in probably less than an hour, I think. Cause they do make you wait for a 15-minute chunk at the end of that, just because, I don't know, in case you randomly passed out or something, which I have done after having blood drawn. So I am a fainter, but it's different when you're vaccinated, right? Because there's no blood. Like, I can't handle blood. Blood freaks me out and I may faint. But the vaccination was easy. That was good. Just felt like someone punched me in the arm. Had a nice sore arm for a couple days, and now I'm vaccinated and I'm good to go. I'm ready to party. Let's do this. I wish. What else do I want to tell you guys? Oh, so unfortunately, okay, this is some bad, sad news. So how do I word this? So my person who I had hired is no longer with me anymore. It didn't work out, unfortunately. He screwed something up pretty fairly big time that was like a deal breaker for me. And it sucks because I spent a lot of time like training him and he was super nice. So it was nothing personal. It was just kind of like, if you don't have this basic skill, like I kind of had an expectation to be able to do something and I don't know. So anyway, long story short, I'm back to just me again. And that means lots of work for Sarah. Yeah, great. In terms of what that means for you guys, it probably just means I'm going to be doing less posts on Sarah Sociables and less posts on YYC Sociables together. So you're going to see a little bit less of me. But also, related to postings, apparently I'm banned from Instagram because freaking today I go on my phone in the morning, I go to like a post and I like something and this goes against Instagram guidelines. I was like, what? I liked one post. And it's like, we do this to like, because you're against guidelines to stop like bots or whatever. Like they thought I was a bot for some reason. I was like, this is bullshit. Like I can't like things. That's weird. I can't like things for a whole week. And then later I go to share something and it said I wasn't allowed to share anything either. So I can't even post. I can post on my stories, but not on my feed. And also the other thing I learned is I can't comment. I tried to comment on something, told me I was banned from commenting. So I don't know if Instagram's algorithm is in overdrive right now because I don't know what I did. I'm not a bot, obviously, and I don't have a bot. So I don't know what triggered their like sensitive system. I don't know what I did. I know sometimes I'm like on my desktop version of Instagram and then sometimes I'll go on my phone. So I'm kind of logged in at two places at the same time. So maybe that's why it thinks like I'm my own bot, but like, shouldn't it register my IP address and know like it's the same person? Like it's Instagram too. I think it's just overly sensitive, I think is the problem. So you're not going to see any post from Sarah Sociables for the next week because I'm banned. And I also won't like your post either because I'm banned. Just know that while I can't physically like your stuff, I am emotionally liking it. I can't even comment to say I like it either. So you're just going to have to know that in your head. I hope that my ban actually ends. So I guess it ends on Friday. Hopefully it ends then and it's not like extended. I'm trying not to do anything to anger the Instagram gods in the meantime, but I don't know what I did to make this happen to me, so like how do I stop? Anyway, that's my rant and explanation for why you won't see posts on Sarah Sociables for the next week. I can still post on YYC Sociables, so you'll see posts there, so at least I have that, and I can do stories, so I can talk to you guys there. And I have this podcast, so we find ways, people, we find ways. Okay, I think that is all I have to say basically about me. I just want to remind you of a couple contests that I have going on. So one is that Peruvian palette contest, the one where you can win that charcuterie box that looks really yummy. The other one, oh, this one's really cool. It's for Sunny Cider is having a virtual event on Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. I think it's around 7 or something. And they have the guy from Alberta Beer Festivals. I think his name is, I might screw this up, Matt Conrad? Is it Mark Conrad? I think it's Mark. And so he is going to be on the virtual event as well that is for Sunny Cider. And so they're going to be sampling cider and just talking shop. And it sounds really cool. And along with your tickets, you get obviously a lot of ciders to sample. There's 4 of them. And they're not like the small bottles. They're actually the decent sized bottles. So tickets are $50. And you can win one on YYC Sociable. So definitely go there and enter. Or if you don't win, make sure you buy tickets because it looks like a sweet event. The third contest I have going on, there's so many contests right now, is with a Sugar Cube YYC. And so I'm giving away those. Remember, this was like a while back. I was eating those gummies that were liquor flavored. They're so good. There was like champagne, little bears, and there was rosé bears. And they had these rum and coke ones. There was a gin one. And something else, I can't remember, but they're all really good. I had to like stop myself from eating them all just right on the spot because they were delicious. They're so much better than like regular gummies. I don't know if they're natural, homemade. I don't know why maybe they're just fresh, but they tasted really good and they're really fun because there was like the liquor, alcohol, drink flavored package. So they're giving away some of those on Sarah Sociable. So make sure you enter that contest as well. So many good contests this week. So that's awesome. All right. So that is all I have to talk about for this week. I feel like there's some random stuff going on. I'm sorry there isn't more fun things I can tell you to do right now, but you kind of know how it is with my situation. And I appreciate you so much for hanging in there with me during this time of weirdness. If you have any questions or suggestions for anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you're here and interested in the same things I'm excited about, and that means the world to me. And if you want to advertise with me on this podcast or in any other capacity, send an email to info@yycsociables.com. Alrighty, bye for now. See you next week.